for the Amidah, he didn't come yet. As I said, just summing up what we did. The whole prayer is divided into how many parts?
The whole
I don't
hear. Is five parts.
Huh?
The Shacharit is five.
The whole Shacharit, five parts. The first part we call it?
No. That's Korbanot.
Korbanot. Second part? Zemirot. Third part? Yotzer. Or Kriyat Shema uberchoteha. The fourth one, Amidah, or Shmona Esrei. The first part, after the Amidah. Why do we divide them into this kind of category? Because the laws are different about interrupting ourselves in the middle of Korbanot, or Zemirot, or Yotzer, or Amidah, and after the Amidah. After the Amidah, in the beginning, Korbanot is the same law applies to both. Which means, your friend asks you important questions, after being polite to you can stop and answer. Not just talk. I mean, talking something, there is necessity, you do. But once you start Baruch Shemar, till Yishtabah, you can talk at all. Only for, you answer. You hear Kaddish, you answer. You hear Kiddushah, you answer. You hear Baruch Hu, you answer. Also, you answer if you hear Beracha. Somebody says Beracha, you say Amen. You answer. That's a good question. Two opinions about it. That's why I left it. I said, you answer Amen. Then, that is Zemirot. From Baruch Shemar till Melech Kel Haya Olamim, Amen. Then comes Yotzer. You do not answer Berachot, but you answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Barechu. Comes Amidah, you don't answer anything. But you stop, you listen, and you go on after you finish listening. After, I said just like Korbanot. I gave you also the reason why it's called Korbanot, because mainly it was said in such a way to read the parasha that speaks about the sacrifices we used to offer every day in Beit HaMidrash. Today we don't have Beit HaMidrash. In the Midrash, it's a thing that God said to the Jewish people, if you read the parasha, I'll consider it for you as you offered the Korban. That's why we read mainly, the main parts of that, what we call parasha that speaks about the Tamid. Tamid means the sacrifices we offer every day in Beit HaMikdash, one in the morning, one in the late afternoon. Then we read about Ketoret, they used to put Besamim together, burn them to give a good odor in Beit HaMikdash. Then we read also the explanation of the Ketoret and Varaita. That's the main thing. Of course, they added more things, like Akedat Yitzhak. Why do you read Akedat Yitzhak every day? I said, because God said, whenever you're in troubles, you mention Akedat Yitzhak, I'll have mercy on the Jewish people. That's why we pray, we say Akedat Yitzhak. Yeah, what do you want?
They did Ketoret twice, right?
Ketoret, yes, twice. One in the morning, one in Mincha.
Why do we say it three times again?
Why we don't say
why
it three
do we,
times?
Why do we say it? They say it once
in I thought Ketoret. You said why we don't say it
no, we three say times. It three times.
Yeah.
We say once in the
morning. No, twice in the morning, one before we start, because that was the service in Beit HaMikdash, Tamid and Ketoret. And one for protection when we go out to our business. Because the Ketoret has beneficial for protection. We read it in Humash. What happened when there was a Magifa at the time of Korah? We'll read next week. For a shelf next week. Not this week. Next week. They will talk about there was a Magifa, there was a plague, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Korah, hurry up, go take the Ketoret, that the Magifa will stop. People will not die anymore. And he did. That means that was the protection of the Jewish people. The Ketoret stopped it. But we understand that the Ketoret is very good for protection of our people. That's why Ashkenazim don't like to read the Ketoret. because they worry. Sitting in Ketoret, when you read Ketoret, just like you, you make the Ketoret in Beit HaMikdash. When they made the Ketoret in Beit HaMikdash, it's sitting. If you made one little thing wrong about it, missing one thing, it's Mechisera Hat Mikotzer Mareha Hayab Mita. They're afraid maybe they will miss some words or some letters. They say they don't want. That's Sultan Hayab Mita. That means very bad punishment. They don't want it. But we don't agree with them. If you say it properly, God will protect you. You don't say if it doesn't help, but doesn't hurt. That's the difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim.
What is the actual word Yotzer mean?
Yotzer creates, formed. Like Bore. Similar to Bore. It's the synonym of Bore.
You
read it, Vayitzer Hashem Elohim et Adam min ha'adamah. God formed human being, he created him from the dust, from the ground.
Okay, so, and the opening line of the Berachot.
Yotzer or Bore Hoshev.
So why don't you two different words?
I said similar, I didn't say exactly. But I see Yotzer or Bore Hoshev. It's really two different words. One he applied it to the light, one he applied it to the dark. But means God made everything. If it is light or dark. He repeated in different words. But there is a little bit of a change. Also, not only he created and all, he formed it in such a way that will give light to the people. Bore Hoshech is different altogether, but similar. I said, not exactly.
Anyway, Yotzer or means bringing benefit to mankind.
More, yeah. More than there is in Hoshech. Yeah. Now, then we said that five parts of the Amidah, and we started, five parts of the Shacharit, and we started meaning to explain the Amidah of Shacharit. The first one we explained, the Beracha of Magen Avraham. We spent the whole session on that, Beracha of Magen Avraham. Or I told you they call it Berkat Avot, that the first Beracha of the 18 or the 19 brachot. Originally there were 18, it became later 19. They added another one. Now the second one, the first bracha begins with Hashem Sefatai Tiftah until Magen Avraham. That's one bracha. Then we went on to explain the second, the third, and the fourth. Second is what? Berkat Mechaye Hametim, or they call it Gevurot. Power of God. Gevurah is power, might. The might of God. Now, what do we speak about in that Gevurah? Because they are mainly speaking about that God has the power to bring the dead back to life. They spoke also about different things that they have power of God. What is it? The rain. Curing the sick, that doctors give up hope, sometimes they come back. Now this is what we talk about. They included everything with the Beracha of Mechaye Metim. Come to the third Beracha to speak about the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I told you that time when we say Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, Ukdoshim Bechodyam Yad Luchas. I said, what's Ukdoshim? There's two different meanings. One Kadoshim refers to the angels, that they are Sot Sarfei Kodesh, we said the angels are called holy. And Kedoshim Bechol Yom, every day they praise you, because we know the Malachim. Every day they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavot, Satan and the Nevi'im. And also could mean Kedoshim about Jewish people, the old boy Kadosh. It's written, Ve'atem Teyulim Amlechet Kohanim Ve'goy Kadosh. We are also the Jewish people, sanctified in the name of Hashem, the holy people of Am Yisrael, the sanctified in the name of Hashem, in the same language of the Malachim. What is the language of Malachim? They call on each other, and they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavot. And we say the same thing. That's what we say in Nakdishah. What does it mean, Nakdishah ben Aritzah? We shall sanctify you. We shall admire you. In the same language, Keno Amsiyah, Sot Sarfei Kodesh, the secret of the Malachim, who are very holy ones. Hamshaleshim Lecha Kedusha, that they say Kedusha, triple. As we see in the Pasuk. Hamshaleshim Lecha Kedusha, Vechen Katur Aliyad, Nevi'ah, the way it's written in the Prophet. What's written, the Prophet writes, Vekara, the Prophet Yeshaya. He said, Vekara Zeh Zeh Ve'amar, Yeshaya saw the Malachim. In his prophecy, God opened his eyes to see what goes on in heaven. And he saw the Malachim saying, one inviting the other, everyone like shivering, you say. And then comes the sound and saying, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavot, Nochol Aretz Kvodo. Why they said Kadosh three times? They can't say Kadosh right away. It takes them three times to say it, like when a person shivers and filled with fear, he repeats a word many, many times. Same thing here, they were shivering, they say Kadosh, and still they can't say it. Kadosh, they still can't say it. Kadosh, Hashem Tzavot. Then comes the name of Hashem Tzavot. That's why three times Kadosh. If you look, the Targum explained it. Why three times Kadosh? Differently. Not the way I said now because of shivering. Say the mean applies to three different things about Hashem. He is holy in heaven above. He is holy in this world, which is the earth, Mother Earth, and he would be holy for ever. That's in the Targum. Kaddish b'shme meroma ela. Why do you read the Targum? To give you the explanation of why three times Kadosh. The first Kadosh is written, he is holy, b'shme meroma ela, in heaven, above us. Second Kadosh, Kaddish al-a'avad givote, on this land that he created. Then Kaddish le'alam ul'al me'almaya, forever and ever. That means question of time, without limit. This is why there is three times Kadosh according to the Targum, that's why we read it.
There is a line separating the first Kadosh from the other two.
That's right. Because the Tamim, Kadosh, Kadosh, really there is separating also between the second and third. But you don't realize it, because the Tamim of the first two are connected. But comes the line to show you separating. But the second and third, they don't have to put the line because it's already separated by the Tamim. The Tamim is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzevaot, one Dagat Evir, and then Taha. Do you understand? Dagat Evir and two. Kadosh, Kadosh. But they put the line to show you. Kadosh, Kadosh. It's already paused. Then Kadosh, Hashem, Tzevaot. All of them separated to tell you that there's three different meanings. So each one applies to a different thing.
That doesn't mean that we have to pause between the first Kadosh.
Yes,
and the
there is a pause. Yes.
There is.
Kadosh, that's it. The cut that you do, that's a pause. It's good. You ask the right question. Now, anyhow, this is, by the way, I said the Kedusha. Today I'm not going to speak about the Kedusha now, but we said, many I spoke about Atah Kadosh. Then I spoke about Atah Honeh. And I told you why this Beracha. I explained that the Amidah is divided into three groups. The first three, the last three, and the middle ones. In the first three, we speak about praising God. In the middle ones, we speak about we are begging for things we need in our life. Yeah, then forget about it. Better not to. Hey. Then there is the last three that we thank God. This is the three parts. We started with this that we call the middle one, Berachot Emtza'iyot, which are 13 Berachot. Berachot Emtza'iyot, the middle ones. And we said that the very first they gave us what? About knowledge, da'at, brain, understanding. We know that. I told you already last week, da'at kanita mahasarta. You have da'at, what are you missing? Da'at hasarta, you miss da'at, makanita, what do you have, what do you possess? Nothing. That means the main thing is da'at. And well, I spoke a lot about that. And da'at, of the laminain. If there is no da'at, you don't know to differentiate between good and bad, between light and dark, between holy and unholy. There is nothing. That's why what we are asking, the very first thing, please grant us da'at, the power to have understanding, to understand what we learn. And please grant us also the power to learn in order to understand. But that's why they put always Havdalah in this Beracha. Why? Because if you don't have Da'at, you don't have Havdalah. You don't know the difference. Now that you have a Da'at, you know the difference between holy and holy. Havdalah, when they make Motzei Shabbat, is here, Tahun and Tahun. Then we finish with this, Hunayn Da'at. We go to next one. Most important, that will be good. After we have a Da'at, that we have in order to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us things, first, we should be good, to deserve it. How do we become good? If we did wrong things, how do we become good? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance. He created the world, he created man with two powers, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Tov comes from the neshama of a person, his soul. The Yetzer Hara comes from desire for pleasure. And the person wants to enjoy life for his physical being. And he runs. Yetzer Hara tells him, are you going to limit yourself not to enjoy life? Look there, this food is delicious. Look how good it smells. He walks in some place out of town. He doesn't have food. All of a sudden he smells some barbecue or something. Mr. McDonald tells him, Tfadal, you understand? And comes Yetzer Hara, tells him, you are hungry. This is what? That's what we come and say. A person is going to do wrong, we don't know. Oh, there is another thing. A person is single, he didn't get married. And Yetzer Hara, if a person doesn't get married, he can never be a holy man. His mind bothers him. He's a human being. When will he have that pretty one? And he goes. You know, his mind always busy with these things. Out of nowhere, he doesn't know where. What brought that image to him, in front of him in the air, he doesn't know. He learns to run, and the air, he sees something else. It's impossible to believe. But this is the nature of man. And what he has to do, all these wrong things, teshuvah. Of course, to correct this, marriage, there's no way out. In order to stop those thoughts, he needs to be married. That's first of all. Otherwise, tovel v'sheretz v'yado. Like a person who goes to immerse himself in water to become tahor, and he takes the insect in his hand, he dips himself and he comes out. It's still in his hand. No use. That's called tovel v'sheretz v'yado. Well, can he become pure? No. That means the way to relieve himself from this pressure. What comes to his mind? Shema Yisrael. And he comes, I don't know what kind, if he sees one, two, three, in line, different images.
Look at me, look at him.
I like to look at you.
Try to get me in trouble now, huh?
You want me to look at him? I like to look at nice looking men. Okay.
I resign.
No offending, no. Now this is, you understand?
I understand.
You have the nice image in front of you. That's why I look at you.
Okay.
Now this is, say, a person has to be careful to do the right thing. Then first thing is, okay, there are many, many kind of wrong things. What do we do? God said, you're a human being, and now I created you a human being. Don't worry. If you want to be good, you determine to be good, you ask forgiveness, God promised, if it comes from the bottom of your heart, and all your heart you really want to be good, you ask forgiveness, I forgive you. That's what we call teshuvah. The Midrash tells us, when Adam HaRishon sent the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why did you? So the wife that you gave me, she told me to do. He asked the wife, Miss Hava, what did you do? The snake told me. Was the right answer?
No.
If your father tells you something, somebody else tells you something, who do you listen?
No,
your rabbi tells you something, the student tells you something. The rabbi tells you, didn't I tell you to do these things? But you told me, but your student told me not to do it. Is that a good excuse? Divrei harav v'divrei hatalmid, divrei mishoin. If the rabbi tells you something and the student tells you something, whom would you listen to? So this is one. Hashem told Adam, I told you and Hava told you, whom should you listen? The Hava told the same thing. Hashem, whom should you listen? Then this is very bad. Then he comes and says, make the Shuva. Ask forgiveness, I'll accept you. Adam and Rishon didn't make the Shuva. Then Cain did something. What did he do? He killed his brother, Heaven. After he killed Heaven, Kadosh Baruch Hu yelled at him. He appeared to him, spoke to him. Then when he was told that he would be punished, then Cain started begging. He said, Gadol Avoni Meneso, oh God, can't you forgive me for what I did? He asked forgiveness. Hashem told him, okay, because of that, I will delay the punishment. And Adam and Cain met. He said, Ma, Adam told Cain, Ma na'asa bidina. What happened to you after you did wrong? He said, I asked God to forgive me. And for him, he said, really? But I didn't know that Hashem would forgive us. Then he started giving words of praise to God. And he said, Mizmor shir leyom ha-shabbat. That the Mizmor that he said, Adam HaRishon. Tov lehodot Hashem. It's good to give thanks and ask, admit the wrongdoing and so on. He started saying it. He didn't know what it kind of did. And therefore Hashem different. That's what we say. Hashivenu avin. Oh God, give us the power that we would be able to make teshuvah. Teshuvah also needs some merit to make. Some people they'll do wrong, they never think that they will ask for forgiveness to become good. But say, what do we say? Hashivenu. Let's make teshuvah. But teshuvah to what? What's the word teshuvah means? Teshuvah, we ask forgiveness. But what is the meaning of the word? You know, in Hebrew there is lalechet, there is lashuv. Lalechet is to go. Lashuv is to return. Now, when a person is doing something wrong, he goes away from Hashem. When you are asking forgiveness, you're coming back to Hashem. That's Hashivenu Avin. And mainly, how do you go away from Hashem? When you go away from His mitzvot, from the Torah. That would say, Hashivenu Avin, the Torah Techa. Let's go back to the Torah. If you want to go back to the Torah, what? Go back to the Torah. How do you go back to the Torah? They say, go back to the Torah to learn Torah, to do the mitzvot, what there is in the Torah. Many people, they come and say, oh God, please. Give us an understanding that we will understand the learning. In order to understand learning, you have to learn. If you want to understand learning without learning, it's nonsense. That means, if you are asking to understand, sit down and learn. Then we say, Ashivenu Avinu, the Torah Techa. Go back to the Torah and learn. But then say, La Torah, the Torah Techa. Because there's many ways to learn Torah. All of a sudden we come smart people, modern time, They want to be, to advance themselves. They call them the critics, that they want to find certain things. What is right, what is wrong, that's not the real Torah Techa, Torah of Hashem. Torah of Hashem, the way Hashem gave it to Moshe, the way he explained it to Moshe, is Torah Bechtav, is Torah Be'alpeh. Hashibenu Avinu LaTorah Techa, not the way we, to every one of us, would say, no, I'll take the Torah the way I understand it. You know how many Torah we'll have? According to the number of people. Oh God, please, give us the power to understand that most important learning of Torah is Torah Techa, the way you gave it to Moshe, and Moshe gave it to us. That's why we go then, the Karebenu Malkenu La'avodatecha. We are closer and closer to serve you properly. If we know the Torah properly, then we'll be able to serve you properly. But if we don't learn the Torah in the proper way, we'll never serve Hashem the proper way. Yes, what do you
mean? Bet HaMikdash or just the Torah?
No. That's right. Torah-techa, Avodatecha could apply both. During Bet HaMikdash to Bet HaMikdash, during not Bet HaMikdash, service in synagogue. That's Avodah. Avodah includes, I said in the Mishnah, it's al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed. Al Torah, al Avodah, al Gvud Hasadim. When we said the Torah, the study of Torah. Said Avodah, serving Hashem. Serving Hashem is two parts. When there is Bet HaMikdash and Bet HaMikdash. Even in the time that is Bet HaMikdash, not everybody in Bet HaMikdash. You are in Bet HaMikdash the way you serve in Bet HaMikdash. You are not Bet HaMikdash, you serve Hashem in the synagogue because there is a mitzvah to pray every day. La'avdo b'chol levavchem. We said that already. Then there is a prayer also. But when there is no Bet HaMikdash, there is only the synagogue. That is the service to God. That means the way we serve Hashem depends on the time. Ve'ahazirenu b'tshuva shelema lefanach. Teshuva has many different levels. Suppose a person does a lot of wrong things, of the worst. Once he will stop doing the worst thing, is a teshuva. But still, this doesn't mean that he is on the top level. Many times after you make the teshuva of what you did yesterday, but the things that you do wrong today, not as bad as yesterday, you just make the teshuva for the things of today. At the beginning of the year, sometimes you make the teshuva on things you did b'mezid, in spite, intentionally. I'm sorry, still you don't do on things, the light ones. But then you come to make the teshuva again for the light ones. This is teshuva, this teshuva shelema. Complete, not delivered. I told you once, the two rabbis, they walk in the street on the day of Rosh Hashanah, but opposite direction. One goes from east to west, one goes from west to east. The greater rabbi asked the other one, where are you going? Then the rabbi realized what the greater rabbi is coming back for. He went to, after Mincha, he went to throw the avonot, the shlich. He said, Rabbi, I'm going to pick up what you have thrown. He said, what does it mean? He said, Rabbi, you have avonot. You don't have avonot. Perhaps you are going to throw something, a mitzvah, that you didn't do it perfect. And you feel bad, that wasn't perfect. But I wish I had that mitzvah. He said, I'm going to pick up that. He said, oh, that means it's everything is a matter of relativity. What for you it's avera, for me it's a mitzvah. I wish I had it. That depends. Many, it's written in the Torah, behitkadishtem, behitem kadoshim. Same thing, repetition. Behitkadishtem, what's with behitkadishtem? Sanctify yourself. What's be them kadoshim and be holy? Same thing. That means, again, sanctify yourself. What does it mean? But many times you come and say you want to be kadosh. Okay, how? Stop the wrongdoing. You stop, then you find still. You don't finish. There's more certain wrong things. But yesterday, you made teshuva for the very, very bad things. Today make teshuva also for those things that you think not bad, not as bad. Yesterday you didn't think they are so bad. After you clean yourself from the worst thing, like a person who has a suit, there's different kind of spots all and everything. But then there's a lot of dust. You took the oil, you took the grease, take the dust also. That's already, take the other things. And then, if you did a mitzvah, the mitzvah is not perfect. Feel bad that you didn't do it perfect. How? You do a mitzvah. Sometimes you do a mitzvah for kavod. Why did I think so? I like people to see that I'm giving. I give charity. Why did I do that? I should give it without making big noise. This is also needs teshuva. Sometimes a person does it well, that people should respect him. That's not too good. You should give it because God told you to give. This is v'hazirenu b'tshuva sheleva lefanecha. Then we come, we end, Baruch Ata Hashem, Barotze b'tshuva. Oh God, blessed be you that you desire, you want people to make tshuva. Nevi'im etzete. God wants to punish people? No. Ki lo ehpots b'mot amet. I don't want a person, Chas v'shalom, to be punished for his avod. But I like him well. Ki im b'shuvo m'derachav v'haya. I want him to make teshuva from the wrongdoing, from the bad ways that he had, bad habits, and he will live. I would rather see him living, doing good, and live. Not punish him for the wrong things that he did. That means God gave us a chance to have, to relieve ourselves from punishment that we deserve. That's just like a prisoner is in prison. They want to give him a chance to get out of prison. They come, the king said, come on, make an opening, make a door for him. Leave the door open. What does it mean, leave the door open? Give him a chance to get out. But he sees the door open and everything, he just stays there. He doesn't go. They gave you a door, they made a door, they opened it, that you will go there. They gave you an opening. He doesn't want to get out. Same thing in person. Made Avonah, they gave him an opening in what? Make the Shuvah and finish, you get out of him. He doesn't make the Shuvah. As I said, Dalte Teshuva Hai Petahli. What I say, Dalte Teshuva. The doors, the opening that you gave us, that to make the Shuva and go, oh God, open that door for me. To help me that I will see the way to make the Shuva. This is Harotze B'Tshuva. We are praying that God should help us to make the Shuva. But when you come to make the Shuva, you have to, from the bottom of your heart, ask forgiveness. Forgiveness for us, for what you ask for us? First you ask for the light ones. And then what they do, a person comes, a poor man, you know, I'm very hungry, stop. You have a piece of bread for me? Yeah. They give him the bread. How can I eat the bread by itself? Please, can you give me a piece of cheese with it? They give him the cheese. After that, I said, you know, I'm thirsty, I can't, too dry. Can I have something else? That's the way. So a poor man asked something, they give him. Then he said, I can have it alone. They give him nothing. So a person comes to us first, says, oh God, please, forgive us for this wrong thing. I did this mitzvah, not perfect. Okay. And he sees that already, he came already in touch with, and they did forgive him. Can I ask you also for the things that I did wrong? Yesterday I took that something doesn't belong to me, belongs to you. Please forgive me for that. Okay. I remember when I annoyed you last week. Can I? That's how you go little by little. That's when in Hebrew, there's terms when you do something by mistake, it's called in Hebrew, het. When you do something intentionally, not by mistake, it's called avon. When you do something in spite, it's called pesha. What is it? Now we say, for example, a person, he didn't realize, he woke up Saturday morning, he thought today is Sunday, he put the switch up. The last one, after he did it, today's Saturday, huh? I thought Sunday. He made a mistake. Still he has to ask Hashem for forgiveness. Why? If he was a perfect man, Hashem would not let him forget, would not let him do the wrong things, even by mistake. If a person is perfect, Hashem protects him not to do wrong things, not to make a mistake. If he made a mistake, it shows that he has something else wrong with it. And he has to ask forgiveness for that mistake. But then after, he's going to ask for the mistake. Sometimes he was looking for something very, very urgent. He needed it. And he knows he can't open the light. It's dark. Friday night. And he said, God will forgive me. He puts it. He knows Shabbat. Shema Yisrael. That is already much worse. He knows and he's doing it. He said, oh, after all, God knows I'm a human being. I need this thing, you know, that is bad. That's already avon. But then, person is sitting somewhere, nothing, doesn't have desire to eat or anything. Somebody came and told him, you know that piece of meat, the grilled meat that is over there? It's not kosher. Oh, it's not kosher? Give it to me. You didn't have desire to eat. Because I told you not kosher, that's inspired. Because he told him it's not kosher, we're not allowed to take it, he comes to take it. This is what Yetzer Hara, a little child, you tell him, don't take things, he runs to it. This is, they say in Shlomo HaMelech said, Mayim genuvim yimtaku. If water, a person doesn't have desire to have water, but they tell him, listen, don't take that water that belongs to something. Yeah, then you have a desire to run after it to take it. See, it becomes sweeter. This is the nature of man. He said, Selah lanu avinu. Kihatan, oh, Heavenly Father, oh Father, forgive us, Kihatan, because when we do avon by mistake, God is still our Father, and we are not considered, has v'shalom, that we cut off from our relationship from God. Forgive us, oh our Father, for the light avon that we did, but then we come to ask for the heavier avon. Mechol lanu malkenu, kifashanu. Malkenu is our king. That means it's just like we are master and slaves. When people don't do the right things, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you are not my children. You are my servants. That means already on a lower level. Yes. Mechol lanu malkenu, kifashanu. Because we did things in spite. After all, ki el tov v'salach ata. Here there is many mistakes. Mistakenly, they read the word v'salach ata. Salach is a verb. Salach is an adjective, a noun. Ki el tov, because you are kind and forgiven God. Salach. You know the difference between ganav and ganav? Ganav, he stole. A verb. Ganav, that's an adjective to a person who always steals. That's gannab. Hamavdil al-Pi'avdalot. Same thing. Salah, salah. One who forgives. Ki el tov v'salah at the left stress the lamed. Tov, kind. That means your kindness, that you forgive even the things that it is naturally not supposed to be forgiven. What is that? When you do things in spite. That a person doesn't deserve to be forgiven. Then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hanun, Amorvel, so I use again, the Nun has to be stressed. Hanun, no Hanun. Hanun is the opposite. The one that being receiving the kindness from another one. But Hanun, the one who is kind to others. That is Hanun, Amorvel, so I. That he forgives, what's Marvel? He forgives and forgives and forgives. It's a very, very strange thing. A human being, if you did something wrong to him, and you came and you asked him forgiveness, he'll forgive you. First time, he'll forgive. Second time, maybe some do well, some not. Third time, very few that will forgive. Fourth, get out of here, I don't want to see you. Get out of my sight. As long as you ask forgiveness in all your heart, And God does study your heart, knows exactly what you have in your heart. Not that just saying, not like a person said, he steps on the toe of his friend and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, forgive me." I said, "Okay, I forgive you. Forgive me. Then he said, "Hanun hamarbel eslova." Person is doing wrong and wrong and wrong. If he asked forgiveness from in his heart, not to do just making fun, he done. I said, "Dibanu dafik lashara." Hey, what's wrong with you? You're terrible. And the time he said, "Dibanu dafik lashara," he's asking it again. That's what the person is misleading himself. Then comes, yes.
What about a person, he knows he's doing wrong, and if, you know, he's up, he knows he's doing wrong, and he prays God, you know, please help him in certain ways so that he won't do this anymore. And he really prays, he's crying, he really means it.
No.
And you know, he keeps on sinning. What could you consider that, person who keeps sinning?
Sitting in Gemara, not a thief. When he goes to steal, when he reaches to break into the house, and that, the minute he comes to the Lord, "Oh God, please help me." He said, "Oh God, please," he's going to steal. Mm-hmm. And you know, when a person goes to break into a house, you know what he has in mind? If anyone will be on his way, he'll make sure that we'll get rid of him. That means the stealing is going to lead to killing. Mm-hmm. And he's asking, "Oh God, please help me." What do you think, God helps him or not?
No, you mean like...
God will punish him for the wrong thing, but since he turned to God to ask for help, he helps him.
No, you're doing something wrong and you're praying, you're not helping out. I understand what he said. And, you know, you really want to not do it, and if he can help you with certain things, it will help correct the mistakes he did. It's hard to explain.
The Kadosh Baruch Hu will help. Yeah.
How come in the Beracha we talk about the Ched and the Pesha but not the Avon?
Yeah, I said here he went, but in other places we say Hadan or Avinu Pasha. I mentioned that because to know the terms in other places. Uh-huh. But here they went from Ched to Pesha. Yeah.
There's no reason, necessarily for the Avon in the middle?
No, they didn't. They eliminated it because they tell you start with the light, you go with the heavy. But really, what we say, we do it, when we confess, we ask for three things. Het, Avon, and Pesha. Now, I expected this question from you, because especially after I analyzed all that. Now, the next Beracha. Re'ena be'onyenu, ve'riva ribenu. ומהר לגאולנו גאולה שלמה למען שמך כי אל גואל חזק אתה ברוך אתה השם גואל ישראל. First we ask for that. We ask for teshuva. If we have teshuva, the Jewish people become good, then definitely they will have geula, they will be redeemed. Right away after teshuva we ask for geula in general, not geula private. That seems to be Re'ena ve'onyenu. Oh God, please look at our suffering. Onyenu means, but it's written in the Va'eret, I went down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, I looked, Va'oni Ami. What's Oni Ami? The suffering of my people. That is, I saw their suffering. Re'ena ve'onyenu. Look at our suffering. Surely we are suffering. Among all people of the world, they hate a Jew. From jealousy, they envy, but they do. The fact is that they hate. If you see them now, they show you likeness for their own benefit. En mekarevin lo la'adam ella b'sha'at hanayatan. Ve'en omdim lo la'adam b'sha'at lo'hakom. They do not stand for a person at the time of his need. But when they have a benefit from you, they run after you. They will do anything. This is the nature of a goy. That is impossible breathe. They wouldn't care about you. This is what it said. Oh God, please take revenge from our enemies. Fight our fights. That's riba ribenu. That means we cannot fight them. Oh God, you fight. But Hashem ish melchama, Hashem shemo. Hashem yillachem lachem, v'atem tacharishon. We're asking Hashem after we make teshuvah, we'll deserve that Hashem will take care of us. Take care of us means take care of our enemy. Fix them. Umaher legaolenu geulah shelema. Bring the redemption soon in our time, and shall be a complete redemption. Sometimes we're being redeemed, temporarily. Then the suffering comes again, but we want it complete. When is that complete? When comes the time of the Mashiach. Leman Shemech, I do it for the sake of your name. What does it mean? When a person comes to us for redemption, not only for his own benefit, for the honor of Hashem. We are called the people of God. The people of the world will make fun. What kind of God do they have, these people? Who is their God? There is Hilul Hashem, Leman Shemecha. We're asking, do it for the sake of your...